that was Woo! Things We Do. Then we play clips of them, mm-hmm. and we're reminded of the things that we did and the things that we said. Uh-huh. That is how we do the top moments of the week. Sometimes we learn lessons. We open our mouths, Antoine. Actually, yes. you opened your mouth.
What did I do?
And then
I didn't do anything.
Well, you weren't thinking. You opened your mouth and you said that you would want Monica to donate part of her liver if you needed a liver. And then I pointed out to you that that would be a terrible idea.
Right.
You don't want a piece of Monica's liver because with her liver comes baggage.
No.
Yes, definite baggage.
We're being honest here, Monica. If I came to you about a liver 3 days ago, I would have expected your answer to be yes. 3 days ago.
Antoine, I don't think you should take it from her.
Why?
Why? Can you imagine? She going to hold that over you for the rest of her life?
I'm quitting this job. I'm leaving here. I can't be around her because you're right, Jack.
I would check in on my liver and be like, yep. How's my liver feeling? Mm-hmm. Can you
New liver,
doing?
Who's this? New owner, who's this?
Yep. And I know Monica, then she'd get a hankering for liver and onions. So she'd be eating liver.
I would invite you over for dinner and have liver and onions?
Yep.
No.
How's my liver? How's mine doing? Because I was eating some other liver.
I said we could be liver siblings.
I don't want to be that. I want you to give me your liver and then leave me alone.
No, also because you have liver. We're liver connected.
Nope.
No.
Liverlings.
You're liverlings.
Liverlings.
She's right, Antoine. So if you're going to take it, you're going to be liverlings. I think you should just go ahead and stay yellow. If you just have that yellow skin and just move on. Don't take her liver unless you're prepared to take the baggage that comes with it. And Monica, I'm not sure why you even want to give him liver anyway.
Why?
Why? I didn't do anything.
Because he's a jerk. So do you want your liver to grow inside a jerk?
That feels awfully judgmental.
All his co-workers at the Salem Red Sox seem to think that he's a jerk.
Oh, yeah. Maggie, what you did to Maggie.
Oh, come
That's
on.
Right.
She did to all of them because Antoine went to wrestling. Right, and all of his co-workers walked over to the Berglund Center. Meanwhile, Antoine.
Miles.
I went to my vehicle to drive. They went to do whatever to walk over. And as they are walking, I'm driving past them, and I see them. So I think it's nice for me to acknowledge them. So I rolled the window down, and I honked the horn. I was like, hey, guys. Hey, see you over there.
Is that my bestie in a taxi?
Yep. And really, I just want to say thank you to them because they were the ones that provided the ticket for me. So I really appreciate. Thank you so much, Stephen and Blair and Lior and Kayla and Joey and
all
Peyton.
Yep, all of them.
And all of them. And can't forget Maggie.
And Maggie.
Maggie's leg's still hurting. Still hurting today.
I saw Maggie yesterday at the game.
How's she doing?
She's doing good.
All right, good.
She's doing good.
Got Maggie. A little bit of a limp still from all that walking. Now, Antoine, the only way I will accept if you want to throw back into your jerky ways is if you get Monica's liver, then I do want you to drive by her house while taking a swig of Jack Daniels. You're like, I'm using your liver.
Thank
right
you for
now,
helping out.
Baby. But hey, when Antoine has that liver, Monica, just know that your liver will be inside a very regal puppet because that's what we learned.
Yeah, Monica.
Antoine this week, Monica said that he's a puppet. Your regal voice, Antoine, it weirds me out a little bit. Yeah, we were doing, it was a Shakespearean edition of the Backwards Backwards game. And Antoine, his regal voice just, it has like a puppet quality to it.
Your regal voice, Antoine, it weirds me out a little bit.
Why? I don't know. For why?
See, it doesn't sound as regal, I think.
I don't know. Yeah, it sounds like, keep going.
Today, in the Backwards game, it is Shakespearean.
I just don't think you'd make it on Game of Thrones. Like, they wouldn't pick you if you auditioned.
but a puppet? Like, you know?
A puppet?
Like a little puppet. Like,
a
I think
regal
like,
puppet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a king, though. More like a prince.
You've said more disrespectful than that, so I'll take it. You're getting nicer, I guess. Yeah, wasn't the worst thing you ever said to me.
It was a compliment. I mean,
it was a compliment.
You know, in what world is telling somebody they sound like a puppet a compliment?
That puppet, a fancy puppet.
Yeah, fancy puppet. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, all that. Those puppets were popular.
Like, listen.
Today, in the Backwards game.
Like, I do picture one of those puppets that it has a king crown on, and then it's like a green dinosaur. Just a little bit like that.
A green dinosaur.
Yeah, like alligator face.
Wasn't there like a set of puppets that went to like operas or something like that? Like, I feel like that's what you were making me out to be, which is still disrespectful.
I don't know.
Who are
like
they?
Today in the Backwards game.
Yes. Yeah, I can see it. In the Backwards game. Mm-hmm. Yes, that big dinosaur.
And folks enjoy those puppets.
Yes. People love a good regal puppet.
Yeah.
Except for me as a kid, I hated puppets.
Well, you were scared of the puppets.
Oh, they scared the crap out of me.
I just wish you guys were nicer.
But only the ones that looked like people. So I'm nice to Antoine. I made you into
a green dinosaur.
I like. Yes, I would have liked you if you looked like a person.
See, like, I like the ones that look like people.
Oh, God, of course you did. Because you wanted me to just be afraid. Oh, my God. Lady Elaine Fairchild was the worst.
I like that.
It was like your aunt that pinched you that you didn't want to come near you at all the time. Hey, how's it going? This is why you're single. This is why no one ever married you. Scary.